Alan for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
Hey, and welcome to the catch-up for your Wednesday edition, your hump day, or your Winston Wednesday. I don't think I talk about that on air very often, my cat.
You haven't run with Winston's name too often so far.
No, I have a cat. His name is Winston.
Which is important to you because you're a big cat lover.
Yeah, I love my cat. He, when I first got him, like a lot of people when they first get a pet, they want to just post all the photos in the world. And I said, for some restraint, I wouldn't do that. I would only post it once a week on a Wednesday. Hashtag Winston Wednesday.
Having seen your Instagram, when did that go out the window?
No. It's literally only on Wednesdays.
So all those pictures are just from the Wednesday?
Only from Wednesdays. I'll admit, okay. I go hard on Wednesday.
Right.
If you go, Alan sounds distracted on there this morning. It's because I'm posting a picture of my
cat. Clearly a man that loves his cat.
Tell you what, wasn't distracted this morning, but very, very busy show. We did talk about that Busselton Airport not getting the upgrades that they need to increase tourism, especially targeting those interstaters. Well, we had a chat with the Liberal member for VAS, Libby Medden, and she was fantastic. She was, everything she said was right.
Yeah, she was passionate. If you missed it, you'll hopefully enjoy that chat coming your way.
Also, Al's Ferry Pounce is back again with Dr. Braden talking about arthritis in your pets. Had Rebecca Young as well from the Margaret River Chamber of Commerce and Industry chatting about the upcoming gala
awards,
event
yeah.
and those awards as well. Also, consumer protection, Annetta with a bit of a warning for the Bunbury scam with his fine lately. We'll chuck that in there. This world record attempt that was broken. Well, we held a world record for a while. It was broken. By some Irish people. You'll find out more about that as we continue on. We'll talk a little Trumpy. Why not?
Gotta talk a little Trumpy.
Just a little bit in there as well. And also what I found in my washing.
Revelations indeed.
Yeah. Bit of a random item. If you heard the show, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about.
You going to keep that random item?
No, I'm going to return it because it's weird.
So might look good on you.
I shouldn't own any leopard print in my wardrobe. But anyway, that is it. Enjoy the catch-up and... yeah, have a good one.
Enjoy.
Enjoy your Winston Wednesday. Lucky enough right now to have Libby Medham on the line, the Liberal member for VAS. Now, Libby, I want to chat about this. We heard the news yesterday. I was very excited a few months ago when we heard upgrades to the Busselton Airport. And now we're hearing a delay. And it gets me wondering if this is even going to happen. What's your thoughts on this whole thing?
Look, it will definitely... well, I feel very confident that this project will happen and will be delivered.
Okay.
But it is a matter of time, and it has been significantly held back by a government that's not marketing and supporting this airport. And the FOI an application, which was undertaken by a local journalist, has uncovered the fact that the Minister for Tourism has, in fact, removed the reference to the two-year... to the Busselton Airport in their two-year action plan, which is most concerning, given Tourism WA staff had obviously included it, this important project in that plan.
That's not good at all, because we were expecting 2 years to start getting some interstaters going straight to Busselton. Is the focus, because I'm feeling right now the focus is now on Broome as opposed to the southwest?
Yes. Well, what we have seen is they have invested in those direct flights to Broome. The minister says it's not a subsidy, but we know that he is perhaps at least paying for the empty seats. So I think, in effect, they are subsidising the flights to Broome, in contrast to pulling such important support away from the flights going into the Margaret River region. We know the minister has confirmed during estimates that they made a direction to the city of Busselton to remove Tourism WA from leading the aviation strategy. Mm. That is the strategy to try and get interest from airlines in flying into Busselton. So the local government have had to do it on their own. This latest piece of information indicates that minister has removed the reference to the Busselton Airport from... what was the drafted document from Tourism WA for the two-year plan. And, of course, our Minister for Regional Development, Alana McTiernan, has put funding on hold for the airport terminal, and it does, which does raise the question of how can you attract airlines to an airport or a destination when your airport is half finished?
That is exactly it. That makes no sense at all. Is this political chess? Like, are we going to see an announcement closer to the next election and they're just kind of holding out?
Look, the city of Busselton are working very hard in trying to attract and attain an airline to Busselton. Mm. And we will see that as soon as it can be delivered. But I guess the point I'm making is that there could be a lot more support from Tourism WA and the Development Commission and this government. We are seeing the politicisation of tourism in regional WA. They committed $425 million over 5 years to destination and events, to marketing and events. We've seen that funding coming out of destination development. We've seen funding cut from Aboriginal tourism after 2018-19 and cuts to our visitor centres as well. So there's been a big focus on Perth, subsidising flights to Broome and cuts to promoting the destinations across regional WA. So it is, in fact, the politicisation of tourism. And I recently went to China and spoke to people in the tourism space. What appeals to them when coming to our Western Australia is our regions, is our open space, the Kimberley, Pink Lake, as yeah. they call it, and regions such as the Margaret River region, which is the most popular international destination. And that's what we need to promote.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time today. And, I guess disappointing effort from Perth.
Yeah, very disappointing.
100% Libby there. And, I could talk about this for ages. Mm. I hate seeing money taken out of the Southwest put to other projects, obviously. Right. But especially when it's already been promised. That, to me, just seems like a kick in the guts.
At least she still sounds confident that it will go ahead at some point.
I did like that part. Huge history yesterday. I was a little bit addicted to this, as you saw me just watching the TVs.
Compelling viewing. Yeah, couldn't look away.
It was a historic moment when the President of the United States, Donald Trump, got to shake hands with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
A moment that we wouldn't have thought would happen if we'd been listening to the diatribe running between the two of them over the last year or so.
Yeah, it was around this time last year we thought we were going to war. Yep. Oh, I was already coming up with excuses of why I couldn't go.
I'm sure you would have been one of the first to get the call.
Yeah, that's it. also, massive thank you to Dennis Rodman for putting that together. I don't know if you've seen that on the news. It was a fun day. Donald Trump actually did learn a little bit that we heard after the press conference.
Sir, I learned he's a very talented man. I also learned that he loves his country very much.
In that, he said, learned that he's a very talented man. He loves his country very much. Surprised he didn't know that already. What got accomplished in the meeting? That's the big question that's being asked today. Julie Bishop did a press conference today. She's not too adamant on what really got accomplished. We do know that denuclearization was on the agenda. They signed a piece of paper. Hopefully we'll see that happen, because at the end of the day, signing something and doing something are two completely different things.
Well, North Korea have already done the same four or five times since 2000, I think.
Exactly. So it's a matter of that. Donald Trump said in a press conference after they would stop doing their war game efforts near North Korea with their military drills and whatnot.
That'd be nice.
So we'll see if that goes underway as well. We did hear a little bit of rumors potentially Kim Jong-un getting an invite to go to the White House as well. That would be historic as
what
well.
What he really wants is an invite to go and see the Chicago Bulls play. He's a big fan, lifelong.
That's actually probably exactly what it is. But something else that I learned, and I took this away from it, I thought was very, very interesting, is that they actually played, Donald Trump played Kim Jong-un a video to kind of motivate him to see the world in world peace.
Okay.
Now, imagine those motivational videos you'll find on Facebook that tell you to, I don't know, go for a run or stop eating chocolate or something like
Anthony
that.
Anthony Robbins style. Yeah.
Exactly. Hmm. And imagine you've flipped that about world peace. Here's a little bit of it. And this is real. We make a lot of jokes here at Triple M, but this is real.
A new world can begin today. One of friendship, respect, and goodwill. Be part of that world where the doors of opportunity are ready to be opened. Investment from around the world, where you can have medical breakthroughs, an abundance of resources, innovative technology, and new discoveries. What if? Can history be changed?
Ooh, that was a real video. It went for 4 minutes, and it's leaked online now, and everyone is loving it.
Legitimate. That's actually the tactic.
World peace throughout the world because of this one video, but it seemed to work for Kim Jong-un. He didn't get into a fist fight with Donald Trump, so, yeah.
See, if those blokes didn't have that firewall up, he could have just looked at it on YouTube and would have saved a whole heap of hassle and time.
See, that was the reason why he signed the paper. He wants to get rid of it.
Al's Furry Pals. Thanks to Bunbury and Eaton Vet Clinics. Modern medicine, compassionate care.
I've got Dr. Braden in with me once again to go through just, you know, talking all things animals. What are you talking about today, mate?
Today I'm talking about arthritis, which I guess we're seeing a bit more of as our pets are living longer. We're seeing more arthritis as pets age. So, yeah, I just want to have a bit of a chat about how to recognise it and what we can do about it.
All right, let's get into it. This is all pets, dogs, cats.
Yep, dogs and cats.
Snakes, none of them.
Yep.
All right, so what's the main key things that we can spot to see if they've got arthritis?
I mean, I think we need to look at... looking at dogs and cats quite separately. So dogs, what we tend to see is limping is really the classic thing, but being a bit stiff to when they try to get up, not tolerating exercise very well. It's probably a little bit more like people, what we see in dogs. With cats, we tend to see a lot more subtle signs, and so cats tend to just reduce their activity level, so they'll tend to not groom as well. They'll be a lot more kind of, well, they'll sleep a lot longer and just appear almost like a lazier sort of cat. So they don't tend to limp, and so that's the real tricky one with cats to pick that up.
And but dogs, obviously, just compare them to ourselves, they're not jumping around as much, and they might potentially have it.
Yeah, that's it. And a lot of people mistake it for just getting old, and the way I think about it is age isn't a disease. Age comes with some diseases, but each individual thing needs to be looked at. So if your dog's not as active as it normally is, or as you feel it should be, then it's worth having it checked out for arthritis, because we can actually do quite a lot to help your dog. If we were to look at the very basics, the main thing you can do to help your dog with arthritis is actual weight control. And to my mind, that's actually a more important thing than medication or anything else, because if your dog's carrying a lot of extra weight, it's putting a lot of extra strain on joints, and that's going to seriously affect outcomes. Mm. I mean, we have some dogs which can actually go off medication because we get such a good response to weight loss. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really important bit.
That's very surprising. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, no, it's quite amazing the response we get with those, and obviously that's also one of the cheapest ways to treat it, because if you get the weight off, you can reduce your medication or take it off
and save on buying food as well. It's a big double whammy. What I guess if someone brings their dog in, has arthritis, the weight loss is your go-to, what other kind of things would you be recommending? What other medications and whatnot?
Yep, so we've got a series of drugs we can use. So we can use what we call disease modifying osteoarthritis drugs, and so that's a series of injections given once a week for 4 weeks, and that tends to work very well both to treat early signs of arthritis, but also it helps slow the progress of the disease. So in 12 or 18 months your dog's joints are actually much healthier than they used to be. I actually use this a lot on my own dog, because I've got a rescue dog. He had elbow dysplasia when I got him, and he's always had issues with his elbow. He's about nine and a half now, and he's still able to go down the beach, chase a tennis ball and everything else, even though he's got a bit of arthritis, because we've managed it quite aggressively through his life.
Great.
And we've had a really good result with him. We can also look at anti-inflammatory drugs, which is the dog equivalent of Nurofen. Now, don't give Nurofen to your dog, it is quite toxic, so it is vet-specific sort of drugs, and they're painkillers and anti-inflammatories. And then we can also look at our nutraceuticals, so glucosamine, chondroitin, some of the dog foods especially designed for dogs with arthritis. So they're really the mainstays of medication. We also need to look at exercise, so swimming is a great exercise for dogs with arthritis, so it's low impact and helps build those muscles up, keep them active. But moderate exercise is really the key, so you don't want them just laying around, because the muscles waste, they get fatter, and we get a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. But you don't want them doing too much crazy running, because that's obviously going to put a lot of strain on their joints.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, that's some great advice there. If anyone's suspicious of their animal having arthritis, or, maybe just like you said, some of the signs are there, definitely come and see you, mate. Thanks for the chat today.
Beauty, thank you.
Dr. Braden there, and if you want more information, go to the website bunburyvets.com.au. They've also got a ton of tips on there as well. That's bunburyvets.com.au. Aaron, I apologise if I sound a little angry in my voice. I can't hide my disdain right now.
Yeah, you normally do. Why are you worried about apologising now?
Oh, mate, I'm fired up.
All right, what's wrong?
I love a world record. You know this. Margaret River earlier this year, cheese tasting, boom, world record. Yes. I was there. Bridgetown over the weekend, world record for yarn bombing. Over the weekend, we sadly lost a world record.
How do we lose a world record?
Well, what WA happened? Lost a world record,
no,
mate.
Surely not.
We were holding the world record for the most amount of women skinny dipping in a beach at one time.
Sounds plausible.
We held it with 786 people.
Good record.
Then Ireland came in.
Ireland?
Ireland snuck in like the typical Irish do.
To be sure.
with 2,505 naked women. And skinny dipped and smashed the world record.
Yeah, that's not breaking it. That's smashing it.
And smashed it.
Are we questioning the legitimacy of this record?
I demand pictures. I will not be content until I see pictures to prove that this really happened. Mm. And I will look through every single one of those pictures until I am satisfied.
Well, you know, being a producer, sometimes a thankless job. But if you need a hand.
I will need a hand with it.
So. Roger that.
Still a bit disappointing. Got Annetta on the line from Consumer Protection. Good morning, Annetta.
Good morning.
Now, plenty of scams, it feels like, are happening at the moment. I know last week we were talking about that triangle pyramid scheme thingy-jigginess, but now it appears that people's emails are starting to get corrupted as well.
Yeah, and these sort of emails come through all the time, but we have had reports of one happening around Bunbury and the southwest and right across WA, and it's a fake infringement notice claiming to be from the City Council.
Now, the only thing worse to me than a real infringement notice would be a fake one.
Well, you really, yeah, you don't want to be paying a fake one. But it's really important to know that real traffic infringement notices, they give them on the spot or they send them by mail. They don't send them by email or text message. Mm-hmm. The email doesn't have a proper name on it. They contain much more information if you genuinely got a real infringement about you and your vehicle, information on the day, the time of the offence, mm-hmm. where it was, that sort of thing.
Yep.
So really don't be fooled in clicking into these kind of links. Well, one way you can check is to actually double-click on the sender's address, and then you'll be able to see it's usually from a public type email provider.
Yeah, it's normally something random like, I don't know, like Bunbury underscore blah, 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 random letters, and then like at Hotmail or something weird like that, yeah.
Yeah. So be aware if you do get one of these and you click on the links, you could be installing spyware or malware onto your phone. Other things that you might be doing is putting in your credit cards or providing personal financial information directly to the scammers. But the name on the infringement notices changes all the time, so just be aware that they will be around from time to time.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. Now, also an NBN scam as well.
Well, potentially we've had reports in Bunbury, so we're just still checking as to whether it is definitely a scam. But we had a couple of reports from consumers yesterday who'd received a recorded message supposedly from the NBN advising them that they needed to sign up or they would be disconnected immediately.
That kind of reeks of a typical scam, doesn't it, setting that panic in?
It does, and we're just looking into it a little bit more, but sometimes with these recorded messages, you're asked to press an option, and what that can do is transfer you through to a premium number, so you're paying a lot for that callback. Otherwise, they might be obviously getting personal information from you or fake payment or NBN connection. So anything like that, just ignore them and look up the correct contact details for whichever company is supposedly calling you and verify it directly through them.
Yeah, just to quickly jump on that for a second there, you can be in a phone call calling back, press a number, and then all of a sudden you're going to get charged for the call.
Yeah, so you're calling back a premium number.
Yeah, wow. No, we definitely don't want that. Jeez, I had no idea.
So, that's potentially how that one works. But just be aware that, scammers are pretty crafty and they have a few different ways to try and part you from your personal information or from your money.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, if people want more information, they can always contact you and contact the website at Consumer Protection. Thank you very much for the chat today, Annetta.
That's quite all right. Thank you.
Annetta there from Consumer Protection. Yes, please be on the lookout for that. I just feel like more and more scams just keep going coming up. So please be careful about that one. And if you feel it's a little sus, just don't pay it. Just wait. Just wait until you get a proper notice from a proper company. Just that's my advice. If it feels a little suspicious, just wait. Just sit on it. Don't panic. That's what they want you to do. They want you to jump on it as quickly as they can, as you can, so that way you make a mistake and end up giving your details or your money.
You're right, mate. The scammers, they just keep finding new territory to invade, don't they, in 2018? There's plenty of it too in the digital space in which we live.
Obviously, a whole lot of history being made yesterday when Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un finally met in their summit in Singapore. And it is Singapore went a little bit mad. They were selling fans, masks, all sorts of stuff to celebrate the historic occasion. The only problem is now, just like when the royal wedding happened, it's a one-day event, and you can imagine there's so much surplus left over. What the hell are they going to do with it all? Well, we've got an idea.
It's the summit that everyone is talking about. Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un. And right now you can buy a piece of history, but you have to act quick, quick, quick. We've got your water bottles, hats, key rings, bouncy balls, and all with their faces on it. Like the red tie Trump was wearing, it's yours for just $9.99. What about that cool pantsuit Kim Jong-un was rocking? All yours for $799. Orange face paint, super thick glasses, novelty wigs. We have to get rid of the bloody lot. Our deals are just like peace between the USA and North Korea. We don't know how long it will last. This memorabilia will trump all the rest, so get in before it's Kim Jong gone. All purchases come with a bonus copy of Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, so that's an option. That's maybe what you can do with it. I don't know. We've got Rebecca Young on the line, the executive officer from the Margaret River Chamber of Commerce and Industry. It's a bit of a mouthful there, Rebecca. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Alan. Good morning.
Now, nominations are still open for the Telstra Business Awards. How long are they open for?
So they've been open for 6 weeks now, and there's just 2 weeks to go till they'll be closing. It's getting very exciting. We're starting to see the submissions trickle in, and we've been hearing from businesses right across the region, from Busselton, Augusta and Nanup. It's looking like it's going to be another great showcase of the diversity of business in the region.
Now, there's a lot of different businesses doing a lot of different things. How can people get involved if they want to be nominated?
Well, they can nominate themselves. So the best thing to do would be to go to our website, which is www.mrcci.com.au, and they can find all the information there. The entry forms are fairly simple. There's 5 key areas that they'll need to focus on, but they can download that pack and start putting together their submissions.
And I understand there's some amazing prizes up for grabs this year.
There are. We've got some incredible prizes up for grabs this year, and of course the premier prize we have is a Triple M advertising package, which is worth over $10,000.
Absolutely.
So that's huge.
Yeah, you'll definitely be heard with a deal like that. So the important thing is, but only 2 weeks left, you've been thinking about it, you need to get on it.
That's right. So there's only 2 weeks left. We have hosted a couple of workshops, which were packed, which was fantastic. Mm. But if you miss the workshop, don't panic. We do have a whole bunch of online information that we can send you, which includes a workbook and an online workshop. So if anyone out there is feeling like they'd like a little bit of support with their submission, they can access that information. They just need to send an email to awards@mrcci.com.au.
One more time for us.
That's awards@mrcci.com.au.
Perfect. Well, hopefully you get an even bigger response the next 2 weeks. Thanks for the chat today, Rebecca.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Thanks very much for calling.
Rebecca Young there, and make sure you do get moving on it. Only 2 weeks left to go. For more information, mrcci.com.au. And also, don't forget that gala's coming up as well. That will be at the for the presentation dinner on the 29th of August. So the details again at the website, mrcci.com.au. And Aaron, I was just chatting a little bit about an item that I found in my laundry. I went to a laundromat for the first time in a few years. I don't have a washing machine yet.
First things first, I'm just glad you're doing your washing, mate. There's no more dirty linen at the house.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. I did a load of towels, took them out.
That's good.
Put them in the dryer, took them out, but I hadn't put them away yet. I put them in my house, I've been there for the last few days.
Right.
And I went to put my towels away, and I found an item in there. I'm now going to reveal said item.
Obviously, a mystery item, not yours. You've acquired this. I didn't expect
describe
you to
describe what you are seeing
you said
here.
Leopard print, yeah, and that is
it
indeed
is
leopard print. I've seen some leopard print in my time.
A leopard print top,
which is preferable to if it was per se. It was leopard print underwear. There might be a little. Risk
I just want to be really, really clear that it's not mine.
Right? Yes. Cool.
And to the person who this belongs to, I will return it today.
Not quite your colour, my friend. I don't know if you could. You might be pulling off that Rose Hotel hat, but I don't think you could pull off the leopard print top, mate.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Do you want it? No, I'll return it.
Might not be mine either.
No, I don't think so.
Either. Does it come in a black?
I do apologise. I know that someone frantically around Bunbury is freaking out because their leopard print top isn't here. We'll make sure to return that ASAP.
Actually, well, you've missed anything. You haven't missed anything of yours, have you?
No, I got my leopard print thong. It's fine.